Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Long time no see, everybody.
How are we doing, y'all?
Hi.
I brought out the Coachella fit today.
Oh my God,
I was wondering
did.
Where I saw that. I was like, recognize it. Yeah.
Wow.
Recognize real.
Same hat, too. You wear the whole outfit, head to toe?
I don't remember what the rest was, but I know it was this shirt.
The shirt, okay.
Yeah, you know, iconic.
Wait, who's our dream? Why is that photo on the screen?
Oh, that's our thumbnail for our live.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
You Zane guys, in the we're wig. About to do our first official live stream after this, and we're so excited.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so much fun. We need to warm up our vocals because we did get a karaoke machine.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you girls like really handle that field of
no!
the live. I can't lose my voice.
No, I'll handle it. Don't worry.
Why?
Zane.
Yes,
what
thank you so much. I'm gonna maybe do like a low, like
like a baritone,
maybe like a soft song. I can't Guys, be like screaming and shit.
Why do I keep having amazing Patreon ideas? We should do an a cappella group.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Really our own Pitch Perfect.
Yes.
You should find that one.
Me.
We need to find someone to teach us, though.
I wish we knew someone who's in an a cappella group.
Get the Pitch Perfect.
True.
Get the Pitch Perfect.
Jeremy.
Oh my God, he was!
He totally would be able to help us.
Wait.
Gee, I wish we knew someone.
What was his group called? It's not the Acapellas. It was like the
Cool
Cats.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Cool Cat. No, hold on.
Oh my gosh.
I
know what
it
is.
I gotta look this up.
The
Acousticats.
Acousticats.
That's good.
Speaking of punny, that's pretty punny.
That is
pretty
good.
It's good.
We should totally do that, though. Mm-hmm. I like it. You know, he would never sing for me.
He's very shy about it, but he's really good.
That's what I've heard.
That just means he's just bad.
No. I think it means that he's really good.
Prove it.
Because he's not just like giving it up for everyone. Yeah, it's just for him. Mm. He doesn't do karaoke either.
Crazy. People with the talent that don't do it. What's the point?
No, but isn't it like almost better though? You know, like a psychic who like doesn't charge people. They just do it because they like have to tell you something. Like, isn't that just better? Like from their heart, like they're just trying to like, no, stop, you're going to die.
Isn't it crazy there's psychics out there that just don't even use it? They're just like, I don't want this. I'm not going to like.
Ollie's mom.
Have people know.
Really?
Super psychic, super good.
Wow.
But she doesn't do it for a job. She just like has the ability and like.
What has she told you?
Imagine if my mom was a psychic.
No.
I know. Ollie doesn't ask her, though. He's like, I don't know.
Or, like, imagine growing up and, like, your mom was always right for, like, a damn good reason. But you're like, I don't want it. You're like, I just, like, stop. You're always right. You know what I mean?
Damn. Like, she was psychic but never told you. And you just, like, were like, what is going on?
Oh, that's
you couldn't get away with anything.
Yeah. You can't lie. Yeah. She knows the truth.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, psychics wouldn't know if you're lying, right? Isn't psychic just, you kind of just see glimpses of the future?
She's really interesting where like if I have her read someone, she asks for a photo of me and then a photo of whoever I'm talking about. And then she knows everything. She read Cal when we first started dating.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah. She said he's nice boy.
Okay.
She says other things that
she should
say.
Be charging a lot.
Nice.
But she just does it from the goodness of her heart.
Yeah, that's very nice. Mm-hmm.
I went to a family Thanksgiving and one of the people there brought their friend and this guy was like a medium psychic guy and we're just like hanging out and all of a sudden he just like looks over and he starts saying our names and we're like, didn't meet him yet.
Yeah.
And then he like would just say our birthday and we were just like, what is going on right now? And he's like, I have to just get it out. Sorry. He basically has people talking to him. And he like puts him in a door and like lets one in at a time. But what happened was he went to Woodstock as like a kid and was given LSD and he
and
like
unlocked.
Died. Like they brought him back to life because it killed him. And then he came back and had this like ability and it has never turned off since. And he doesn't
That's
do it.
So
he doesn't
sad.
Do it for money. He doesn't do nothing.
And people say LSD is bad. It's a superpower.
No, but it's crazy. Like he was sitting there and then he just said my parents' address.
Whoa.
And then started like talking to my Nana who passed away and said her death date and my dad lost it, started bawling his eyes out. I started crying. And like to prove that he was like doing it, he brought up a job that was like my dad's old job that nobody would ever even know about. Dude, it was the most.
I'm like blown away.
Dude, it was crazy. Everybody there was crying. Like he was like, it was wild.
So he's like a medium then, like, right?
Yeah. It was, it like changed my life. And I was like, wow, this is insane.
Wow.
What a crazy story, but also sad that you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
That's gotta be hard to be present.
The reason that the person that brought him became friends with them, they were like met in a grocery store and he was walking by and said something about his son that passed away. He's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have to tell you, somebody's trying to like, and then he was like,
he's
what
just
is
trying
going
to buy
on?
Some spaghetti sauce. And poor he's thing. Like,
crazy.
He's like, I can't.
I have to. I'm sorry.
That's insane. That's
some people
insane.
Got
superpower.
Like that's a superpower. Like that is legit.
That's a real superpower.
You are a superhero.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Like we are not supposed to be able to do that.
I know. It's
like,
really
what
crazy.
What did the LSD do though? It's so crazy.
Something.
I don't think it was the LSD.
Like,
I think it's that he died and came back to life.
Something
I think
weird.
It's that.
Well, I mean, something happened in that.
But like,
whole
my brother died
situation.
And came back to life, and he's not.
It was the LSD.
Yeah, my brother.
Your brother died and came back to life. Yeah. Doing what?
His heart stopped when he was in the hospital, and he was like flatlined. And then he said he woke up to like the like jolted back to life, and he said he like looked up and like he heard the doctors like that was a close one. And then
how old was he?
25, maybe.
I'm sorry, we just got so much Heath lore within the first like 2 minutes
you
of this.
Have
we
so
haven't
much
even
lore.
Hit it. I'm
I would,
like, lo-
I would
my
love like when my brother came on Unfiltered. I wish we like got to talk about it because like it was insane. And I was living out here and I had no idea. My mom like called me about it. I'm like, what is going on right now?
How long did he pass for before they brought him back?
I don't know the whole time. Like if it was like a minute, like I don't know what it was, but he said it was crazy. He said like he just remembers like he wasn't feeling good. His heart started like hurting. I forget the name of like what he had. But he was on the like the table at the hospital and he said he just started like drifting away. And then he said he saw like what you would describe as like the pearly gates, like a light that he was like getting closer to. And he said it was the most beautiful feeling in the world.
Aww.
He said it wasn't scary. He was so at peace and he was being greeted by all these people that he like didn't know, but like felt like he knew.
Wow.
And they were like getting closer and closer to him. And it was like this beautiful, happy moment. And then he was like getting right up to them. And then all of a sudden he started drifting away and he was like, wait, what? Why am I getting further? And then boom, came back.
Oh my
crazy.
God.
That's really cool.
Crazy.
That's really
what's
really
weird
cool.
though is he always wished for an experience like this.
Yeah.
Like in a sick way, he like was like testing his faith almost.
Yeah, like needed that.
Like cause he struggled with it. Like he was questioning and then he like wasn't into like his faith anymore. And he would always ask for like an experience like this, which is insane. And then he got it. And now he's like, I know what's on the other side. I'm not afraid. Like, I'm so good. I know. Insane.
I think that's like actually the most interesting experience anybody could have. Like there are obviously some people, not a lot, but like who have experienced death and were brought back. And I'm so curious, like everybody's experience with that.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Has anyone watched Ozark?
No.
Yeah. Loved it. Great show. That's you're talking about great shows? That's another okay. one. Another one.
That fully.
Mm.
Wait, what about
NDEs?
It?
Like the people who are like near death.
Oh, near death called? Experiences.
Yeah.
Wait, Ozark? The what? The drug show? The drug cartel show?
Yeah, the one with Jason Bateman.
Wrong show. The OA. Oh my God, the
Jesus.
OA.
That you were so close.
That's why I was like, what scene are we talking
yeah,
about?
I thought Ozark was drugs.
The OA.
Got it. I do. You know what? I try. Everybody on TikTok was talking about that show, and I was like, okay, I feel like I have to at least watch.
It was
the
it
first
was
episode.
Good.
I watched it and I turned off.
It was kind of yeah. One of those ones where I was like, I feel like I need to finish this through, and I'm glad I mm-hmm. did because it did come full circle and it was like crazy. But it was about people who had near death experiences, and then they were studying them essentially to figure out like what made them special or something like that.
Mm.
So insane.
Yeah.
Scripted.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do,
I want to hear real life. Experience.
How did
if you have one? Let us know.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. Please. Basically unfiltered fan mail at gmail.com. How did your brother end up there?
So he wasn't feeling well. because he was living in Tennessee at the time, and he like was feeling like something was wrong, and he just got in his car and he was driving the 12 hours to get back to Florida to my parents.
Yeah.
And he was like pulling over and like throwing up and just like not doing well, but somehow he drove home, and then he just showed up at my parents' house and like was at the front door and was like, my mom said like just something looked wrong.
Oh no.
And he was like, I don't feel good. And they were like, we're going to the hospital right now. And like if he didn't get there immediately, like,
and like it was just like a,
I think he was just like super, super stressed out and like going through a lot and just overworked his heart.
That's how like my brother's wife had it. She was just so stressed out. Her hours were like late. And then one day it was the, no, sorry. Oh my God. No, she got, sorry. She had a heart attack.
Sorry. The way you did the pop with your mouth.
My bad. She had a heart attack. My bad.
So horrible, but oh my God.
Okay. Yes. She's okay. But it's, it like stress is like the worst thing for your body. Mm-hmm. Like under a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy though. You know how older people, when they like, they'll see a loved one after a long time and then they pass away.
Yeah.
Kind of like what was the
Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, with his last show, it's almost like you feel like you completed your last. Mm-hmm. Like
that's why a lot of people, like if their spouse dies, like when you get older, they shortly go like shortly right after. Go. It's just, it's so sad.
Ooh, I could, wow. I could totally see myself letting go at an old age. Just done.
I've done it.
I feel like it's exhausting. Like I'm tired now. imagine being 80. I would be fucked. Oh, and everything would piss me off.
My body hurts so much right now. I can't imagine my 90-year-old body.
You are old now.
I have a 90-year-old back right now, and I can't imagine it getting worse.
We have to talk about, well, first we need to roll the intro, and then we need to talk about your back because we were having a conversation so brutal. About that.
All right, hit it.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
Konnichiwa, everybody.
All right.
Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
The reason why I said konnichiwa, which in case you don't know, means hi. Is it hi, how are you, or just hi? Hello?
Hello.
I think it's just hello in Japanese, is because we have a fun little Japanese test that we're taking later. But before we get into that, we were having a conversation about your back. And I was telling you, or asking, like, now that you have a pregnant wife who is... She's very far along. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's going through a lot of changes and pains and things. Are you expressing when you two are in pain, or have you learned to not say anything at all?
I've learned to not be like, ooh, my back too.
She's like, I'm craving this. You're like, oh, me too. Yes.
I love a double cheeseburger.
Just a competition, yeah.
Uh-huh. Or like, yeah, back pain. Like if she's like, oh, my back hurts, and you're like, my back hurts too. Like she could easily be like, no,
let me have this.
Yes.
No, she hasn't been like that, but I try to like not complain as much as possible. To be fair, I had back pains first.
you should wear like a weighted vest at the same time she is, and just have it on the whole time.
I have it right here. Already weighted.
You're like, I actually been eating much more lately because I am trying to get to her side.
That's a thing, though. That's a thing. What? Where a lot of times...
Sympathy cravings.
Yes, the guys will put on weight without even like intentionally meaning to with the wife who's pregnant because they are, whether it be for sympathy or like stress.
Yeah, you guys aren't doing that for sympathy. They're probably like, oh, I can actually... Oh, you know what? This I can eat now.
Like she's having cravings and you're just going on it. Like, so yeah, let's sorry. Get ice cream.
You guys are not doing it for sympathy.
You might as well.
I can't imagine like when your wife has a kid, it's gonna be all about him.
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm getting hot flashes. I'm craving this. Like, oh my back. Oh my God.
No, I don't. I get my body doesn't hurt anymore. Well, except when I have sciatica. But my body's like really good now. I will take care of my
We're
wife
in a good
when
place.
She's pregnant.
We're yeah, in I'm a good place.
It's so I good. Can he can go out and then fuck it up again.
Yeah.
Vegas, here we come.
What?
Vegas, here we come.
Vegas, here we come.
Has she had any crazy pregnancy cravings or anything?
Nothing like weird, right? Like I think it's just been heightened what she liked before, but mostly everything that she like wants is cold. Like she's not really into like hot food.
Okay.
So like salads, a lot of fruit.
Big sticks.
Healthy queen.
Which one?
Big sticks.
What is that?
Popsicles.
Oh, yeah.
They're the red and yellow swirly ones.
For okay.
Sure. Pineapple cherry, really good.
My mom, that was one of her big like pregnancy cravings with me and Ash.
Mm. Yeah, she loves like mm-hmm. like popsicles. And then I got, I'm hooked on watermelon right now. Mm. You know, that's my craving.
Ice cold watermelon. Yeah. You had watermelon out there.
Yeah, dude, it's every day. I buy a whole pack of watermelon every day. I don't know what's going on right now. Yeah, different. Got a baby on
it
the way.
It is summer, so you're not that special.
They are in season.
You know what? They're just hitting
they're
right
hitting
now.
Different.
Yeah, that's
they're
what hitting. It is. It's just in season.
And you know what? I will say.
In like a month, you're going to be like, pumpkin. That's really good.
I just really want a candy cane right
yeah.
now.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm getting good center cuts. You know, really far away from the rind. It's not like that, you know, hard watermelon piece. It's
no
super
white
ju-
on the outside. Just pink.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good, juicy watermelon. Yep.
Okay, guys, this one is for all the college students out there. I am about to change your life. If you have not heard of Google Gemini, I am here to help you have the best and easiest school year ever. Did you guys know that you can turn the most complex topics into just simplified ideas, or you can turn hours of research into just minutes, or maybe like take your class notes that you had and turn that into practice quizzes that actually help you get the big idea? I am telling you, I wish I had this in college because I think that I would have just had an easier time understanding all the lessons. And I feel like I just would have done better in school overall. As I said, this is all Google Gemini, and you guys, it can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick listens because what is better than a podcast? I mean, if you're listening, then we all know how much you love a podcast. I know I already said it, you guys, but where was this when I was in school? I would have loved to turn my notes or anything that I got into something that I could listen to because I could just walk around, listen to it. I could work out, be listening to it. I feel like I just would have understood and remembered things a lot better. With that all being said, you guys have to check out Google Gemini, and students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Do you usually get the seedless ones?
You know, I'm not picky about it.
Me too.
I don't mind a seed.
There's people that cut open a watermelon, they see the black seeds, and they start yelling. I'm like,
when
it's
I
fine.
Was a kid, I panicked because I ate yeah. one because I thought it was growing inside of me.
Yeah, that's why our parents told us. Why would they do that?
Do you spit the black seeds out?
Yeah.
I eat them now.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, you do?
I don't mind it.
You just like swallow them?
I feel like as a kid, it would just
like fiber. I feel like there's
really.
I feel like as a kid,
I feel like they don't like. I feel like they just come right out of you like seeds.
Do you see it?
That's no, I question. Just feel like it's like corn. It doesn't like.
Did you know? Okay, so corn, you know how it'll show up in your poop?
Yeah.
It's not that you didn't digest the corn. It's that you can't digest the outside of it. So it's you've eaten the inside of it. It's just the like the plasticky, filmy outside of the kernel.
What is the plasticky, filmy part that's outside of it?
I don't know. You just can't digest it, though.
That's weird to think about.
Isn't that funny? So that's why it looks like you have a whole corn kernel.
So that's not. So it's not a whole food. There's something else. What is on the outside of it that's plastic?
You can like you can still eat things, and it's not plastic.
It's got it looks like, you know, like it's like waxy, yeah. But it's okay. You can eat it.
Okay.
It's edible. Don't stop eating corn.
No, shout out to the person who decided to put it on a fire and pop it, though.
No, yeah. For real.
How did they figure that out, huh?
I don't get it. And I don't get, like, when you get, like, a bag of popcorn, how it's all hard.
Yeah.
How do they get it to that?
What are you talking about?
Like, corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Do they just dry it out?
Well, it's first popped, but they smush it back into a kernel.
You're so stupid.
And then they wait, are you talking about, like, when you buy a corn cob that you put in the microwave that pops in a popcorn?
Yes.
It's a specific type of corn.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, then sometimes like if you corn. Get a bag, they're, like, individual, right?
Like an Orville Redenbacher bag?
Yes, they're yes. individual corn yeah. that's hard and then will pop.
Yes.
Is it dried out? Is that how you...
It's popcorn, I believe, is made from a specific type of corn. Like, you can't take, like, a yellow sweet corn and put it in the microwave and expect popcorn.
I would. I would literally just shave the corn off the cob and throw it in the pan and see if it fucking pops.
Interesting. Interesting. It's almost time to go to the pumpkin patch, y'all. It's fall, y'all.
Oh, it's fall, y'all.
I know we talked about the Dairy Queen fall menu. I did try it this morning. Delicious.
Oh, you did?
Highly recommend, yeah. Everyone.
Oh,
pumpkin
my God.
Pie blizzard.
Oh.
Pumpkin pie blizzard. It just tastes like gingerbread, right?
Ooh, Zane and I went like all out last night. We ordered ice cream late at night.
Oh, yeah. But it was good. It was Halo Top.
Oh, Oh, yum.
It's healthy.
It's the ice.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Then we crushed up chocolate graham crackers.
Ooh. Those are really nice
ninja
because
creamy.
You can.
I would love a ninja creamy. Zane, get one for your house.
I tried making one. It didn't work.
Did you put instant pudding in it?
You have to do.
I think I put all the ingredients that were given to me by Lauren. Lauren DIY.
Oh, and
she
it wasn't
sent me.
Good?
She's yeah. And I just don't think
I did
it right.
I will say it took a slight learning curve for me, but once I got it done, I loved it.
And I'm so impatient. I cannot, like, if I want it, I have to make it the day before.
To let them freeze for 24 hours.
Fuck, that's crazy.
But imagine, like, it tastes like a Frosty, but it's literally just your protein. Like, it's so good.
I know, but, like, I just, like, Instacart it, and then it gets to my house in, like, 10 minutes. Mm. Oh, and it's like perfect temp because it's sitting
in the car.
Imagine
Ninja Creamy made like a store, like where you can get Ninja Creamy.
Good idea.
That is a great idea. Write that down.
Or even a truck.
Well, Chobani has like yogurt shops now.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, that you can go in and they can give you like, I think they're, I don't know if they're scooping it or they're
frozen.
I don't know.
Froyo
really
sounds
good.
So good right now.
Froyo. Let's go to Froyo date after this.
Okay.
I would love
Is Froyo like the Greek yogurt? Like the Go Greek?
Well, that's frozen Greek yogurt.
That place is so good. That is my yogurt. Sweet treat when I'm feeling really crazy.
Sweet treat.
And what I fucking hate about that place is though that it doesn't serve the cookie dough balls on Postmates. When you deliver, when you get it delivered to your house, they give you every topping except for the cookie dough balls.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait.
Why not cookie dough?
I don't know.
Maybe because it's like raw.
You have to go in the store. No, it's not raw. It's like it's like packaged.
Guys,
it's
we have to stop talking about this because I want it really badly.
I know, it sounds really good.
I want it right now.
Damn. We'll get it.
We'll get it. We'll get it today right before our live stream. Check it out. Shall we get into this test? Cal, can you explain to us what this is exactly?
So in Japan, they have exams that test your English, and they go from, you know, really easy to really hard to test your, like, efficiency in English. And at the top, it says, like, grade 1 to grade 5. And I thought grade 1 meant easiest, and they're really hard. And grade 5 is actually, like, the very, very, like, elementary ones.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But
so you want to start at grade 5?
We're gonna start at grade 3.
Okay.
And that, because I think grade 3 is gonna be easy.
So it goes up to 5.
Yeah.
But 1 being the hardest.
1 being the hardest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who are they giving these tests to? Children or adults or?
Oh, we can't read that, Cal.
start learning right now, buddy.
Wait, yeah. So what are these tests used for? Like placement or?
It's to test your English proficiency. Like they test your vocabulary, they test your listening, and they test your reading comprehension.
So it's like an English class.
For kids or for, like, is this a college course?
Whoever wants to learn English.
All right. I love it. Let's get into it.
Before we continue, we want to give a shout out to our sponsor of this podcast, Rula. If you guys know me, I am a huge, huge fan of therapy, and I feel like everyone should honestly get into it. But let's be real, finding a good therapist is hard enough, let alone finding one that actually takes your insurance. That's probably the biggest struggle of all. A lot of therapists don't even take insurance, which means you're stuck paying full cost out of pocket or paying for a really, really expensive monthly subscription. Up until now, because let me introduce you to Rula. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Rula really considers all of your goals, your preferences, if you want a licensed therapist who specializes in a certain area. Because genuinely finding the right therapist makes all of the difference. There's also no wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. And like I said, the average copay for Rula patients is $15, but depending on your benefits, your copay could be as little as $0 per session. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/basic to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's Rula.com/basic. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
I think we're just going to do the vocabulary because I tried listening to, like, the listening ones, and it's just a little, like, it would be a lot to, like, try to figure that out.
Okay.
So.
Mm. Okay, here we go.
All right. First question, and this is grade 3. This is just the medium difficulty right now. I feel like you guys are going to get through this pretty easily. The prompt is, "Mom, I ate my sandwich, but I'm still hungry." And the response is, "Okay, wait a minute. I'll make you blank one." And then the options are another one, near one, everyone, much one.
Well, this one's hard.
Stupid.
I think it might be another one.
Yeah. Another one.
Another one.
Do you know where the library is? It's blank the post office. It's during the post office. It's of the post office. It's until the post office. Or it's beside the post office.
Beside me?
Beside. I think this one's pretty easy, too. We should move to grade four.
Yeah.
This is like really...
I just wanted to make sure that we could...
Yeah. Don't speak too soon.
Because grade one is like kind of crazy.
Oh, okay.
We've moved to the hardest one.
But now we know how it works.
Okay.
So, okay, this makes more sense.
Roy, you need a blank from the pressures of the office. You always seem so stressed out. Is it Roy, you need a felony? Roy, you need a pageant? Roy, you need a convulsion? Or Roy, you need a diversion?
Diversion.
Diversion.
I think diversion.
Yeah.
The manager was blank with so many projects that he felt he did not have the time to do any of them well. The manager was encumbered. The manager was ascribed. The manager was berated. The manager was patronized.
Three.
No, I think it's not.
Berated?
I don't think it's berated. The manager was, I think, encumbered, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to go ascribed.
I think it's three. When you're berated with so many things, it's like you're stressed with so many things. You have no time to do anything. Berated.
Is berated the opposite of elated? Which could
I'm going to stick with berated.
I guess it could be berated.
Are we locking in number three?
Let's lock in three.
Okay, we'll lock in berated. I think actually it might be right.
Let's hear the sentence. The manager was berated with so many projects that he felt he did not have time to do any of them well.
I mean, ascribed, is that like he was given them? Like ascribed, like...
Scribe would be written.
Was he written up to do so many things?
That's where my head goes. Just because of the root word scribe, that's what I was thinking. Scribe.
Should we lock in berated?
I like ascribed.
I do like ascribed too. Between
no
two or three.
No one's thinking encumbered?
Encumbered was another good one though.
I don't know. Like,
can we do a call in?
Yeah. Phone a friend.
Okay, we'll lock in.
And we're talking about what we think it is. So
encumbered,
it's good.
Ascribed, berated. I think encumbered.
Let's do number two.
Okay.
Number three, the police blank the suspect before placing him in the patrol car. They wanted to make sure he was not hiding any weapons.
Two.
Frisked.
The police frisked the suspect.
Regurgitated?
The police tapered. The police regurgitated. The police dissipated.
I think it could be dissipated. What is frisked?
Fill them up and down.
That's a thing? Okay.
You get frisked at the airport, like at TSA.
Tom was shocked and angry when he learned that his mechanic had been blank charging him for unnecessary repairs for years. Is it his mechanic had been vibrantly charging him, had been fraudulently charging him, had been enviously charging him, or virtuously charging him?
Fraudulent. Two
again. We got three twos in a row, people.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's
pretty.
They want you to second guess.
Yeah.
Ivan was so focused on his work that he was blank to his coworkers' attempts to get his attention. Is it he was provident to his coworkers' attempts, rampant to his coworkers' attempts, rudimentary, or oblivious?
Oblivious.
I was going to say that. You guys beat me to it.
Oblivious.
Or lock it in.
Locking in oblivious.
I hate this because people watching are going to be like, this is going to be another one. This is so...
The top
This
comment.
Is why I'm so
I'm
glad
so
I got
grateful
my
for my education,
education.
Today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm grateful
we,
for you.
We
for
open ourselves up to look so,
so stupid.
Mr. Chang could not work for a month after his knee surgery. He had not expected the operation to blank him for such a long time. He had the operation to circumvent... To deride, to transcend, to incapacitate.
Incapacitate.
For such a long time.
Incapacitated.
Pick number three, my lord. Incapacitate.
Two number fours, though.
Although the game was close in the first half, it became a blank in the second. The Tigers scored another 6 points, and the final score was 10-3. It became a rout. It became a famine. It became a bunker. it became a tidbit.
Here's the thing. If you're, you know, learning English, no one would use any of those words to describe this situation.
Yeah, this is a...
I think it's number one, route.
Yeah, route. I've literally never seen that word before.
I have a feeling, though, famine could be used two different ways.
You think it was
famine? To me, famine is the only one that makes sense, but I don't think it's it.
I don't think it is. I've never heard that terminology. Yeah, in
bunker and tidbit feel like just like filler words. I don't know what one means, so I guess my best guess would be that or two.
Because it's either one or two.
Yeah.
I think one.
Let's go with one.
Lock in route.
As assistant manager, I'd like more blank to make decisions regarding the team on my own. Is it, I'd like more profusion, I'd like more conjecture, I'd like more provocation, or I'd like more leeway?
Leeway.
Leeway. I think we're doing good, guys.
Yeah.
I'm feeling confident-ish.
Before we continue, we want to give a shout out to Brain Edge for sponsoring this podcast. I don't know about you guys, but I struggle so much with brain fog. I feel like it is a constant battle just dealing with my brain sometimes and staying focused, not getting distracted, especially with so many calls or recordings, or I just get so indecisive and decision fatigue is just slowing down my day like no other. And it's really tempting for me to just want to reach for a lot of caffeinated products. And a lot of times, sometimes that'll make me jittery or come with an intense crash after. So it's just not really worth it. But let me tell you, if you haven't tried Nature's Sunshine Brain Edge, it combines hand-harvested yerba mate with powerful nootropics to support focus, memory, and cognitive performance without the crash. It's a clean, plant-powered mixed drink you can enjoy hot or cold. So you have a shortcut to help your focus, alertness, and memory anytime. I've used it a few times before recording, and I feel like I'm so much more in the conversations. I can focus better. I'm like mentally sharper. I notice a huge difference when I do and don't take it. And I can't stress how much it doesn't give me that jittery, overstimulated feeling. I hate that feeling. And if you also hate that feeling, let me tell you, this doesn't do that at all. Again, it enhances focus and clarity. The nootropic botanicals help you concentrate and stay super sharp. Also, it's made by Nature's Sunshine, a trusted brand with over 50 years of experience sourcing the most pure and potent ingredients from nature. Seriously, guys, give it a try. I know you're going to love it. Don't fight through feeling foggy and lethargic. Ignite your mental performance with Brain Edge. Nature's Sunshine is offering 20% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to naturesunshine.com and use the code BASIC at checkout. That's code BASIC at naturesunshine.com.
The old friends met from time to time to blank about their days together in the Army. Met to reminisce, met to rectify, met to advocate, met to amplify.
One.
Reminisce.
One.
After a few years, the supermodel became blank with her luxurious lifestyle. Is it the supermodel became contrived, became jaded, became molded, became shrouded?
Well, after a few years, the supermodel became blank with her luxurious lifestyle and decided to devote her life to a charity that helps poor children instead.
Jaded.
In context, she's upset.
When Janet was hired, she was told there would be a blank period of 3 months. If her work was satisfactory during this time, she would be made a permanent employee. She would be told there would be a ravenous period, a subsidiary period, a dexterous period, or a probationary period.
Probationary. Wait, what'd you say?
Two.
So he was saying like two, like two. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
two.
Me too. I get, yeah.
Me too.
Probationary.
Do you want to lock in? What do you want, Zane?
Probationary? I thought probationary, it was more like negative because it's saying if her work was satisfied.
It's usually negative, but it's not necessarily.
Got it.
Like you could be put on probation before or after something.
Oh, okay.
I think.
It sounded like really negative. That's why I didn't pick it.
That's what they call it when you first get on a job. It's a probationary period where you have like a time where you're there and they can choose to fire you before that probationary time is up.
Guys, I was born in Japan, so that's why my English is not my first language.
Should we answer them one at a time and just like instead of all together? Like, should we assign it? Like, go around?
Oh, okay.
Why would we want to do that?
Just keep it interesting. Just see.
I don't think that's fair.
That's okay, we want to do it together. Okay, that's fine. I'm just trying to keep it spicy.
We could say it at the same time.
Yeah. Three, two, one. Okay, ready? We'll do that. Three,
that's
two, one.
Fun.
Today, the police arrested a man whom they believe was the blank in last week's bank robbery. His fingerprints matched those found on the bank safe. The police believe was the aficionado, the mourner, the culprit, the tycoon.
All right. Everybody got it?
Yep.
Three, two, one.
Culprit. Three.
Okay. Slay. We all agree.
Good job. Since the land in the region was unsuitable for farming, people in the area depended on the ocean for blank for centuries. Today, though other types of food are available, local people still eat a lot of seafood. People depended on the ocean for infamy, for eccentricity, for sustenance, for magnitude.
We all ready?
Yep.
Two, one.
Sustenance. Look at us.
Good. I'm saying the number just in case.
That's one of my favorite words.
In an effort to blank underage smoking, lawmakers introduced legislation prohibiting tobacco companies from advertising in magazines aimed at youth. In an effort to resuscitate, curtail, invoke, or conjure underage smoking.
All right, you ready?
Ready. Three,
two, one.
Curtail. Conjure?
Conjure.
Wait, did we all just say a different one?
Yeah,
No, we both said three.
You said invoke?
Yeah.
But isn't invoke like invoke you want like it in favor of?
Yeah, invoke means you're like, making I want to make people underage smoke.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we want to stop underage
smoking. They were trying
smoking.
To encourage it.
Yeah,
yes,
me too.
You're right. Yeah,
conjure
I read it wrong.
Means also to like, I guess like gather in a way, right? Conjure up, like to conjure up, to like make something of it. Well, the other three don't make
okay,
sense.
Okay, so they don't want underage smoking, so yeah. It's definitely not invoke.
Curtail sounds almost like stop.
Yeah.
I feel like the curtail. Conjure yeah. mean curtail. Like to get together all underage smoking, like an effort to get it all together.
Oh, like conjure. Yes, underage smoking.
Like no, like to get like.
Like you conjure it up.
In order to like, like
goals.
Like sheep them all up, like.
Conjure underage smoking. No, I think it's curtail.
Yeah,
curtail?
I think
I don't know what it means,
two.
But it sounds good.
I don't either,
good.
But yeah, but it's the only one that I think.
And it sounds
I don't know
good
what
too.
It means, but I love it.
The yeah. other three, resuscitate. Yeah, the other three don't make sense to me, but we'll see.
Next one. When the store manager suspected an employee was blank money from the cash register, he set up cameras to catch the thief in the act. He suspected an employee was annexing money, was thwarting money, was pilfering money, or hijacking money.
Shit, I don't. Okay.
Three,
ready?
Two, one,
three.
Hijacking?
No, hijacking is pilfering. You're taking over.
Pilfering? Don't know what it means? Sounds amazing.
Pilfering sounds right.
I think hijacking. Of pilfering through, like going through something.
Yeah, like you're sifting through shit.
But I think we think of hijacking as like a person on a computer, like, but they're still stealing information. Like you can hijack a train.
Thwarting money kind of sounds right too.
Sounds good.
Thwarting money from the cash register.
You don't hijack money from the cash register.
Stealing. You hijack a car. You steal
yeah,
a car.
It's stealing.
Hijacking sounds good.
I think that makes the most sense, even though we don't use, we wouldn't say that.
I'm here for thwarting now. Thwarting sounds good.
Such a good word.
Right?
Thwart. I think it's
wait, hijack. Fuck. I know you can hijack a car, but.
You guys, what if all four
you
of these
hijack
means,
a plane,
like,
you hijack
something.
A car, but you hijack.
You hijack a bus?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I think hijacking there's a better word that could be used, but I think in this test, I think it's
not pilfering.
It wouldn't make sense.
You know why I don't think it's hijacking? Because it's the context of the store manager suspected an employee. So it was like an employee of the store. It wasn't just like a robbery.
Cal, do you know what it is? Like from you not looking at the answer, are you like, oh, there?
I do know what it is, yeah.
Okay.
I know what each of these words means.
I have an idea.
All right, Cal, you're not on the show.
I have an idea.
Hey, no phones.
Are you phoning
a friend? You're going to
call Cal. Are you calling?
Oh, that's funny. There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Cal. What's the answer?
It's pilfering.
No!
Yay! Yes!
Really?
Yeah.
What does thwarting mean?
Thwarting is like your plans were thwarted by, I think, another person. You know, like, oh, you thwarted my plans to...
Like to ruin?
To take over the world or something. Like, that's what that word would be used.
So if I made a reservation for a restaurant and then he changed the plans last night, I'd be like, you thwarted our plans.
Yeah.
Imagine you saying that to me.
I know. I'm gonna use it.
So it's pilfering money? What is pilfering?
No, pilfering is, I think it's like your...
You said sifting through?
Pilfering? I don't know.
Well, look
I just know what the other three mean.
Oh.
And I think pilfering, to me like
so
stealing.
Cal's just guessing.
Oh, but we don't know that's the answer?
I don't know.
That's just based, which I will say, if we were to call someone, they wouldn't know the correct. Answer, so they would just be helping us. Okay.
Oh.
Are we locking pilfering
lock in?
Let's lock in pilfering.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's why you marry someone smarter than you, who has a BA in computer science.
A big ass.
Big ass in computer science.
Marry someone who's got a BA. A big ass.
Okay. Next one. Although he thought his grandfather was wrong, Gavin decided to show blank and pretended to agree with what the old man said. Gavin decided to show fruition, deference, audacity, dismissal.
Remy loves the word fruition. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard you say that word so many times.
Oh, I do love the word.
You love that word. Coming
to fruition. Oh, you listen to me.
Mm. I think dismissal.
I think it's dismissal too, yeah. Dismissal yeah. and pretended to agree.
But that doesn't
think,
make, it doesn't no, make
wait,
sense,
no,
though.
No, no, yeah, wait. Deference.
Yeah, that one sounds good, too.
I would go for two.
Well, let's think of it. What does defer mean? Defer means to, like, shift, kind of, right? Defer?
To show, showing a different like, choice of what he would make.
It's deference.
We're locking in deference?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. The performer had a following of blank fans who would attend all his concerts wherever they were held, regardless of the costs involved. The performer had a following of fiendish fans, forsaken fans, apathetic fans, ardent fans.
The way my, if I was literally in class taking this, I would say fiendish because of Best Fiends, the game with
okay.
the bugs.
Oh, okay.
I always thought it was, like, truly this would be making a guess. I
like think, a fiend is you're like a fiend like you're
like
addicted
yeah, drawing, like fiendish. I'm gonna go to everything that yeah. you're doing
yeah, I think it is
fiendish. Yeah one fiendish
like fiending for like yeah. Zane yeah. fiends for sweets
yes
all right that's locking true. In fiendish
you have to put him on blast.
Yeah that was crazy
you brought up fruition
you brought up my favorite word
yeah
after decades of terror under the cruel former king the people prayed that his son would turn out to be a blank ruler. Turn out to be a wayward ruler, fraught ruler, benign ruler, frigid ruler.
Okay, it's not frigid, yeah.
I think wayward.
It's not three.
Benign?
Maybe benign.
I feel like they would want a good one, not a benign one, right?
Oh, benign is bad.
I think maybe benign. They're kind of just like, just stand there.
Whoa.
Do this.
Fraught.
Did you feel that?
Earthquake?
Yeah, I think.
I got my feet on the ground. I don't feel it.
I didn't feel anything.
My ass just jiggled.
Baby,
no,
BA.
No,
it,
no,
no, BA.
No, 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 no. That was a jiggle.
No, did you just you fart? Farted.
No, I didn't fart.
He got a text. Is his phone just underneath him? Okay, so
maybe
in the terms of cancer, your cancer is benign.
Mm-hmm. I mean, wayward does sound good.
It just sounds rich.
Y'all,
wayward
are we
happy?
Hey, chat. Are we dumb? Are we cooked? Chat, are we cooked?
Chat, are we cooked? Yeah, let's choose one.
It's going to be wrong. Wayward. Y'all are going to be like, I know it was benign.
Locking in.
I like wayward.
Wayward ruler.
I hate that word.
Wayward son.
What a dumb word.
Don't wait, you cry you more. Okay, I think it's wayward.
Okay.
The best way to complete a large project is to start early and blank it. Doing a little each day like this is better than trying to do all of it in a short time.
Not true.
That is not true.
Start early and check up on it.
I thought it said cheek. I was like,
all right. You better cheek up on it.
Start early and wriggle out of it.
Yeah, wriggle out.
Start early and suck up to it. Start early and chip away at it.
Chip away.
Wow, that was easy.
I don't think that was a good one. For
but
like,
again, like no
for
one...
them to have to take. That wasn't a good question.
No.
I feel like that was a...
I think
no, but
so.
If you think about it, the way English works, like, that would not make sense to a non-English speaker.
Yeah.
Because like chip has so many different ways it could be like chip away. Like
yeah, I know.
English is a really crazy language.
It is.
When Oscar began to blank during his professor's long lecture, his classmates tapped him on the shoulder to wake him up. When Oscar began to sound off, when Oscar began to kick in, when Oscar began to drift off, when Oscar began to horn in.
Mm.
Definitely horn in.
It is true, though, like as someone who's taking this, if someone were to take this and English is not their first language, there are so many weird phrases that do not make sense.
No, when Yuka lived with us, like anytime she had English stuff, she was better at it than Ash and I because like she knew the correct like English grammar versus us at times. Because, yeah, it'd be really interesting.
English is more memory than it is making sense.
You just have
to memorize it.
You kind of just have to be like in on it. Like you have to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. We have to give a shout out to one of our favorite sponsors of this pod, Skims. You guys know Remy and I love our Skims. It has become a staple in my closet and I can't get enough of it. I feel like over the past 10 years, I've had such a love-hate relationship when it comes to, you know, just buying bras in general and like finding the ones that I like, that work with me, that don't fit, the ones where I'm not just trying to take it off by the end of the day or like by the time I get home or I'm dying to take off my bra, you know? Also, I like a little lift. I like a little push up, but I also like want to be comfy and I want to like lounge around the house and not have wires poking me and feeling insecure, okay, when I'm wearing bras. Skims has changed that for me. I now feel like I get everything I want in a bra with support, with lift, but most importantly, comfort. I've gotten so many of my friends obsessed with Skims also. I love it so much. Their intimates, even their underwear. Before Skims, underwear was always an afterthought for me. Like I would focus more on what I was wearing on the outside and think, you know, that new dress or jacket would make me feel my best. But Skims has made me realize that it all starts with a bra and panty. I put it on in the morning and it actually like defines whether I'm feeling amazing in my clothes. If you want to feel like a new woman, it's time to get some Skims underwear. And don't get me wrong, I also love a bralette. The triangle bralette I think is one of my favorites because it is so comfortable. It lifts, it pushes my girls up. They look great. And I feel cute and sexy. And that's the fits everybody triangle bralette. I'm not kidding. It's like I have so many in different colors because I love it that much. Also the lightweight cotton thong. I'm usually like kind of weird about thongs because I'm like, I'm just very particular. Like there's certain ones I like and certain ones I do not like. And this one is one again that I've bought in so many different colors because it's quickly replacing all of the other underwear I even own. It's comfy, feels super soft, and actually makes me feel cute and feminine. But also the lightweight cotton lace brief from Skims, total game changer. It's comfy, feels super soft, and actually makes me feel cute and feminine. Who knew briefs could be this good and make me feel that way? Maybe I'm a briefs girl now. If you've been waiting for a sign, here it is. Shop my favorite bras and underwear at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Thank you so much to Skims for sponsoring.
In the championship match, the two boxers blank each other with everything they had. By the end of 12 rounds, they were both nearly too tired to stand. The two boxers went at each other. The two boxers bore with each other. The two boxers mopped up each other. The two boxers nailed down each other.
Mm.
Went at.
Locking that in.
If I didn't know English, I would have never went with that
one.
Yeah,
like this is really crazy, actually, to think about.
I would have never went with that.
Like, what else would you use the phrase went at if you weren't talking about boxing? Yeah, or like if you're learning
where I went here. Like at each other, like fighting.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Although the author did not really base the novel on her life, she did blank many of her own experiences to get inspiration for the story. She did whip up, scratch out, tap into, root for.
Tap into. But like, yeah, as a non-English speaker, that doesn't make sense. I thought you told me that tap means to tap.
Mm. Like, or tap dance. Or to tap.
Or tap dance.
Or tap dance.
Tap water.
All right, let's check and see.
Out of 22 questions, you guys got 19 correct.
Okay. Wait, we're so smart.
Which question was it? Oh, wait. We got one question wrong?
You guys got three wrong.
We got 19 right out of 22.
Yeah. So you guys got the second one wrong. The manager was actually encumbered.
Wow. Okay.
And then you got 17 and 18 wrong. 17 was... 17 what? Was supposed to be no. The performer had a following of ardent fans.
Guys, we didn't even get to the other letters.
You know, we went way too quick on that.
Did. I don't know what ardent means.
We didn't even discuss ardent.
Oh, an ardent lover, expressing or characterized by warmth of feeling, passionate.
Fiendish means
it's almost giving
extremely
withdrawals.
Cruel or unpleasant or devilish.
Best fiend.
Well, I guess it depends on the artist.
We got 18 wrong.
It wasn't wayward.
It was benign.
Nice. Nine just sounded right.
They made a song about it too, and we still got it wrong.
Turns out to be a benign ruler.
We got, what was it? The pilfering.
Yeah, okay, pilfering. And deference.
Yep.
I think our Japanese viewers would be very impressed with us.
What is that? 19 out of 22?
It would be anyone learning English.
86%.
B plus.
B. I think solid B.
That's bad.
Damn.
No, we did good.
No, we suck.
And we worked together and we learned a lot.
C's get degrees. That's right. Gotta be.
That's a passing grade right there. They would have been like, okay, you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
That was really my life.
If it was just pass or fail, we'd be like, we passed.
We passed. Yeah. We did.
Did you guys play along? What grade did you get?
Do you see the monkey behind me?
I'd get so pissed when I'd watch Dora And I would
he's right there.
I would purposely not answer, and then she would still respond like, I didn't fucking say anything.
Okay.
So you're just talking to yourself?
No, like,
no, it, I know.
Because at one point I thought like the TV was actually listening.
Hearing, yeah.
Oh, and so when I would not scared. Answer, when oh. I not answer, she would still speak, and I'm like, you fucking bitch. Wait. Like, you,
I didn't even get to answer yet.
I didn't get to answer yet. Like, you didn't give me any time to find Swiper.
I was still thinking.
That guy didn't find him yet.
Yeah. Pissed me off. And that's how I knew.
Ruined it.
It was fake.
She's like, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Yeah. Anyways.
Sorry you had to go through that.
That's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Or like Blue's Clues.
I loved Blue's Clues.
Oh my God. There's a new Blue's Clues guy. I was watching him.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was great. He's Filipino. King.
Oh, King.
King.
Oh, I mean, he's also.
Oh, I'm our king.
Okay, Patreon idea.
We're not hosting a kids' baby show.
Zane.
That we
no, but Alicia, no.
Zane's the new, like, Blues.
Wait, no, Zane. Like, you have the exact stature.
These ideas that she's talking about, like, okay, put it together.
No, we do a green screen, and he's like, do you see
it? No. What's the mail song? Guess who got a letter?
Here's we just mail got a letter. Okay. Yeah.
It would be really funny look if we each guy. Made one and we had my baby watch it.
I did turn on Schoolisha for my nephew and he was upset.
Oh.
Oh.
He was upset.
I thought you were going to say obsessed.
No, he didn't love it, but I think it was a little too young for him.
Yeah. Or maybe you said yet. That's Loesch and he was like, that's not her. But
no, you Loesch? Have to show Loesch? That should be the first show you show him. Not like you don't show all those good ones and then you throw your shitty one.
He wanted well, okay, so he was in his defense, he was watching I Like to Move It, and I was like, he's gonna love this. And I put on Schoolisha something. I put on a locker video. And he was like, No.
He wanted dancing.
He said, Move it.
Can we get a?
I see it.
There he is.
That's a fatty.
Get him.
What if? Because you can catch stuff.
Going into everybody. They have. Well, no. Isn't there like a new outbreak of mosquitoes now? Where they like?
Yeah, it just came out in California.
Well, also someone got the plague.
What do I do?
It was something bad. Where
someone got the plague in like Lake Tahoe or something, right?
And everybody's like the plague.
No, like the plague, like the bubonic plague.
The bubonic plague?
You know what was really cool? When I went to Amsterdam, the houses there's still some that are painted completely black, and that was during the plague, and they would be forced to have their house painted black so you know that the people living there have the plague.
Oh, wow. Even if they didn't have it anymore?
Crazy.
That's like a Black Mirror episode.
It's insane.
Yeah, that is. That's a great little episode.
Black Plague Mirror. Black Mirror Plague.
What? Black Mirror episode stuck with everybody the most.
Ooh,
besides
good
Ashley
one.
O, obviously.
That's one of the other ones I saw.
The USS Callister.
The Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, I missed this one. I didn't see this one.
The other one I really liked where it was the girl, she was just running away and everybody had their phones out recording her as she's running through like the city. And she's like, why is everybody filming me? And then in the end, it's like a big, huge plot twist.
Oh,
that
yeah.
One was really What's good. The plot I think twist? That, now you got to tell me.
The plot twist was that she was, she like killed, she killed somebody. She killed like a kid or something like that. And her punishment was, fuck. I forget exactly what it was, but like what she was going through when everybody was filming her, like the whole neighborhood, that was like her, it was like a shame. Like it was like a punishment thing that, or like a ritual.
I think of the one with Bryce Dallas Howard where, I think that was her episode, where everyone is like rating each other.
Yes, the social ratings and shit. Yes. That was crazy.
That one was really cool.
And then the one with the mom would watch through her daughter's like contacts.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's crazy. That one's weird. Yeah. That was like
there was a lot I didn't watch.
You remember like the political blackmail one with the video?
The pig?
Yes, that one was crazy.
That one was crazy. That was one of the first ones. That's why everyone got hooked on it. They were like, oh, we can't wait for season two.
Crazy.
First season was crazy.
Is it done? Are they still doing them?
They
or
just
no?
put out
they
a new
are,
season.
But they're just, they need to get better with them. They used to be so good. And I don't know what, like, they should be getting better because it's Black Mirror.
I like the USS Callister part two.
That's fine. But they're losing it.
And so, like, the whole thing is, like, every episode is completely different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Completely different. And it's, like, supposed to show actors. You how, like, dark technology can
go. Oh, that's what it is.
Because your phone is a Black Mirror and it's off.
Oh.
Yeah, there was one where, like, the newest season, Rashida Jones, she was an actress in it. Her character, she gets really sick, and they put her on this thing where it, like, pretty much keeps her alive. But then they keep upping up her subscription. It was like, oh, well, if you, all of a sudden ads started playing in her head. It was a thing that they had planned in her head and ads started playing. Weird. And she's like, these, or no, no, it wouldn't play in her head. Like she, as she's talking to her husband, she would freeze. And then she would start repeat, like saying an ad out loud.
Oh,
like this episode is brought to you, but like she would just, weird. And then it would go back to normal. And she had to, they had to keep upping their subscription and they kept upping her plan
for like ad free.
And they could, she couldn't afford it. And then like, so like that whoa. Is another really one too, weird. Where it, she was a teacher. She would like in the middle of a class, she would just like zoom and then say an ad and then get back into her like.
Whoa. Did you know she's like an insane nepo baby, Rashida Jones?
She is?
Yeah. Her dad, who is her dad? He's like a really famous.
We musician. Say it like it's a bad thing. No, what? What do you mean? No.
Not her too.
Quincy Jones? Yeah. He's like a really, really, really famous musician, right?
Rashida Jones is good though.
Love her.
I got no problem if the kid is talented.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Some people, it's like.
You know who else also is a nepo baby? Is, oh my God, I love her from Bridesmaids. Not Kristen Wiig. Maya.
Oh.
Maya Rudolph, yeah. Her mom
is
was
actual Rudolph the reindeer. Get that guy.
Her mom was also a really famous musician who passed when she was a baby, but she sings that song, goes.
Loving you.
Yeah, yeah, that's her mom.
But you know what? Yeah. If the mom died as a when she was a kid, I don't even consider that as a nepo baby.
Like she didn't reap the benefits.
Oh my
of
God.
I mean, well, she is a nepo baby. Like she's a baby.
Wow. Why does that sound so offensive? You mudblood, you nepo baby.
Mudblood.
That was what they called people in Harry Potter.
Yeah, when they're half.
You filthy little mudblood. It just sounds so demeaning. Good. You fucking nepo baby. Nepo.
Nepo.
You nep.
Nepotiz.
Nep.
You know who got it? Yo-Yo Ma's cousin. Little nepotiz. But anyway.
Yes. Yes. Right. Where is that?
School of Rock. And I nailed the audition. Yeah, but I didn't get the part. Guess who did? Yo-Yo Ma's cousin.
I forgot about that.
That's so funny.
And it's so funny. I remember laughing at that. As I had no idea what little nepotiz. Yeah. Like, I had no idea what that meant until I was older and rewatched it. I was like.
So good. It's just the way that he delivered everything that was so
unbelievable.
Funny.
Such a good movie.
Yeah. Mm. I loved Nacho Libre. I did.
I've never seen it. It's really funny,
honestly. Sometimes. I don't know how it holds up. I haven't watched it since back then. It's probably very offensive now, though.
What?
Nacho Libre.
They did Rey Mysterio dirty, man.
Oh, was he in the movie?
No, he was like a WWE wrestler, and he always had the mask. Rey Mysterio.
Oh, that was a movie. It was like a based on him?
No, no, no. That type of wrestling is like big in like Mexican culture.
Yes.
And you don't, like that's the mystery behind them. You don't know who the person is.
Oh.
But he was forced from the WWE to reveal himself and like took that away from him. And like you could see when he like did it, he was like.
Wait, why'd they make him do that?
I don't know.
How do you know? Like he said that he didn't want to show it.
It's like gossip. Yeah, girl. It's like
no.
They just don't do that. Like that type of wrestler.
No, no, I know. But did he not want to do that?
No, he didn't want to do it.
Oh, should I do a face reveal on this podcast?
Yeah. Oh, even when what's his name was a dream.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
I feel poor.
But everyone was like, he was cute. Like everyone was shocked and they were gagged.
No, I thought it was a very negative reaction he got.
Oh, really?
Yes. When he revealed his face, everyone's like.
Is Deadmau5 still the mystery of what he looks like? Or Marshmallow?
Marshmallow, you know his face now.
You know his face.
He's
out. I don't know about Deadmau5.
I don't know.
All I need to know is like, are there fans in those helmets?
I thought you meant like, sorry. I thought you meant are other people DJing with the helmet on and he's making the money. Like,
oh, that too.
Because that's a thing. There was
no.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think Marshmallow ever did that.
Maybe not him.
Allegedly.
You've never seen them in the same room?
I forget.
No, I think it's like way too much of a risk. Like if his head ever popped off and it was somebody else, that would be like, it would just be really bad.
But if like I don't know, maybe if he was sick and like he couldn't just like call off a thing.
Yeah, know? I feel like when DJs are sick, they like are actually
it's
sick.
It's just too risky though. It's too risky. Just decline the.
There's an artist. I forget his name. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now, but he was just like, I saw a video of him talking about, he has a brother that looks just like him and his brother would take gigs and go perform his songs and get paid for it. And he like couldn't do anything about it. And like,
he wouldn't tell him. He'd just do it on his
own. He was just doing it.
Oh my God.
Evil twin.
Wait, you don't know which DJ this is?
Let me look this up.
He's a, African-American rapper like from years ago that everybody knows. I'm
like,
just,
imagine
I can't remember which one it was, but his brother looks exactly like him and could sing like him. And he would go do these shows and perform, and everybody's like,
impersonating him,
thinking it's him.
It's but like it's not him.
But something was a little off.
It'd be like your brother doing a Zayn Hijazi meet and greet, and people think it's you.
I mean,
and then he was just pocketing money, and like he just like couldn't do it. He was like, "Dude, stop."
That's honestly really funny.
Really funny. Akon.
No.
Akon.
No.
Wait. Yeah. But like,
pull up his brother.
Okay, but Akon.
There's no way.
Oh, look.
That's so
it's really funny.
I love Akon.
Isn't that crazy?
But like, he knew he was doing that?
You see them?
Yes.
Oh, but he would like allow him to do that. It's like make your money.
Do anything about it.
Oh my God.
I saw Akon at Urban Outfitters.
Stop.
Recently?
Yeah, maybe like a year. Not even a year ago.
Just at Urban Outfitters? Just
shopping? At the Topanga Mall. I was just shopping around and I looked up. I was like.
When Cal and I left dinner the other night, he like went first and he like stops in his tracks. I'm like, what's going on? And DJ Mustard was there. Like
Mustard on that beat.
Mustard on that beat with like his whole family. There were like 12 family members and like he was getting into his Rolls Royce. They were all getting in nice cars. And you know, DJ Mustard takes care of his family. Mm-hmm. And he was just like having a nice little Italian dinner out with his family.
That's so funny.
Turn the TV
off. Does he have a ketchup? I could be the ketchup.
You can ask him. You should ask him.
You DJ could be ketchup. The ketchup.
What if he goes, wait a second. I've never had anyone ask me that.
You guys do a duo?
Well, with that, we hope you enjoyed this episode. And I feel as though we all learned a lot today.
Yes. I think we did. Yes. Got a lot of new words in the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
We did fine.
I just tried to remember them. And I couldn't pick
the only one.
Ardent.
Ardent.
Culprit.
Pilfering.
Fruition. Pilfering.
Hijacking is a vehicle.
Yes. She's a hijacking is a vehicle.
So is it like hijacking is like you hijack a means of transportation?
Yeah, like
like a bus, a plane,
a car.
I mean, does a vehicle get you from point A to point B?
Yeah.
You can hijack a scooter.
Hijack a bus, hijack a scooter. Someone hijacked your scooter.
That's right.
That's the title.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. And we will see you guys next week with another video. Mwah.
We love you.
Comment your DJ name.
Bye.